Hey, this is Sam with Parenting Pause. We hope you're doing well on this wonderful day. We hope and pray that this will encourage you in your parenting walk. I just wanted to let you know we have done podcasts before. Me and my daughter Jasmine had a podcast called Back to the Basics, which ran 2016 to 2021. And we're going to be highlighting some of those interviews and some of that material here at some point. So thank you so much for taking the time. We are here to encourage you in your parenting walk. We have a ministry that encourages parents in their relationship with their children. We do that through our Facebook page. We do it through speaking. We have a couple books out, and we also are willing and open to help you should you have any questions or concerns or situations or you're just struggling with something in the area of parenting areas. So again, please reach out to us through our Facebook page or our email back to the basics georgia@gmail.com, and we'll help you. There's no charge, there's no fee, nothing like that. We're just here to encourage you in your parenting. I want to share a little bit of a background on our family before we get started in today's topic. I won't share this background too many times because it will take a little bit of time, but I will give you a little bit of who we are. I've been married to my wife, Patricia, for 25 plus years. She is from Peru. We got married in Peru when I was on a mission trip for a year in the city of Lima. And we got married in Peru. We went to Maine, where we stayed there for 8 years. I was running a family business. Our three kids were born, Jasmine, Jonathan, and Isabel, in Maine. And then we moved to Georgia 17 years ago. So we are in the Atlanta area. And just again, it's been a wonderful journey. Our children are now older. Jasmine is 24 and married. Jonathan is 20. Isabel is 17, headed into her last few months of high school. We have homeschooled all the way through, homeschool each one of our kids. And so, we trust the Lord has it. We know the Lord has a plan for them. And we're just thankful to be a part of that plan. We really took a we took in all the years, and we take seriously our parenting. We take seriously in our relationship with them, that they trust us, that they listen to us. They don't always do what we say. They never did, but that they were we have an authority and influence in our life. That was something that we really wanted to have, and homeschooling was part of that, part of those tools that the Lord used for us to build that relationship, to build that trust. And we wanted the dream and desire was when they're older, now again our kids are older, they come to us, and they still do, and then they go to each other when they're struggling, when they're having a hard time, that they're friends with each other. That is something that we really prayed about, we really hoped would happen. And we have seen that happen, but it has not been without struggles. It has not been without hard times. And maybe, parent, today you're going through a hard time. You're going through a difficult time. There's a season of unknowns. There's a season of conflict. There's a season of not knowing what your kids or teenagers are up to, who their friends are. Maybe you've discovered something that you didn't know before. Maybe that's happened with us too. We found out some things we didn't know about our kids, and we didn't find out through them directly. That's happened. Maybe they're struggling with their identity, who they are, what their purpose, what their life is about, why they're here, why they exist. What plans are there for them? Maybe they struggle with friendships. Maybe they struggle with relationships. Maybe they're in a relationship or a friendship that is toxic, and we've had that as well. Maybe your kids don't come to you or talk to you at all. Maybe there's something going on between you and your child or your teenager, and where they don't talk to you, they don't share their thoughts or feelings. We've been there, and so really, this podcast, but also the ministry in general, Parenting Pause, is to encourage you in your walk. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, we have a ton of topics to get to share and to talk about. If you have a topic you want us to talk about and dive into, please let us know. Just send us a message on our Facebook page or reach out to us at backtothebasicsgeorgia@gmail.com. So let's get started with today's topic. And today's topic is listening with intent. We listen to a lot of things, don't we? We listen to music, we listen to podcasts like this one, we listen to stories, we listen to people talking, friends, we listen to friends, we listen to our pastor, we listen to sports radio, which is something I love. I love sports, and so I listen to SiriusXM. So we listen to a lot of things. And so my question for you is, do you really listen to your children when they talk? And look, we know there's various kinds of listening. There's hearing, where you just have something on in the background, where it's just kind of going on and on and on. That's me during the day when I have something on the radio. It's kind of, in the background. It's just talking to me, but I'm not really listening. I'm hearing it. It's filling the air. It's filling the space with something, with some noise, but I'm not really listening to it. Now, there'll be something that maybe someone says on the radio that I'll tune into. It's kind of like the dog that knows a few words. We have a dog, a husky, Lobo. His name is a Siberian husky, and he knows a few words. We say hungry, we say eat, we say outside. He perks his ears up like he knows the word. And so that's kind of the way I am when it comes to radio shows. I don't. It's just background noise until there's something that makes me tune in. And then when I tune in, I listen intently. I pay attention. Some of the things I think about when I hear something on the radio is, how does that affect me? Or do I have to do something about what I'm hearing? Or do I believe that? Is it true? We do some engaging with what we hear or listen to when we listen intently. And so I kind of want to encourage you and challenge you, when your kids and teenagers are talking to you, really listen to them. You may hear them. And again, they may be little, they may talk a lot, which we had one that definitely did that. And we'd be hearing them because they would talk quite a bit. And look, you can't stop and listen every single time. But as they get older, you certainly can do that. And you should do that. Whenever they talk to you, whenever they say mom or dad, and hey, can I talk to you about something? Or they just want to share their thoughts about something or something they experienced recently, or time they hung out with friends last week and they're finally catching you up on it. That's when you need to tune in. See, those are things when you hear those things. Hey, mom and dad, can I talk to you for a minute? Hey, can I share with you? Or I'd like to share with you something that's going on. See, that should be like the dog's ears perking up. That should be something that should say, hey, I need to pay attention to this. And so, again, my encouragement to you is when they do that, that you would turn your attention to them. We had a and I'll give you a few tips on that here in a little bit. That would be a time where you would have to put away your phone. You'd have to put away your laptop. You'd have to turn the TV down or off. This is where when someone, one of your kids tells you that, say, hey, I want to talk to you about something, or can I share something with you? That's when you put it all away and you give them full undivided attention. Parent, when was the last time you gave full undivided attention to your child? And it's not children. It's not all of them. It's one-on-one. Again, that's one of the focuses of the ministry, is each child. You parent each individual child. You don't parent a group of kids, no matter how many you have. Each child is different, created by God differently. And so how you approach and have a relationship with each one is different because of who they are. Maybe you're the same, but they're all different. This is where you, again, when they come to you and talk to you, they want to talk to you, this is where you put it all aside. And the ears are perked up and you're paying attention. And I worked for 10 years in Child Protective Services. I worked with 1,000 plus families on different aspects of family dynamics and problems. We used to have trainings on how to listen. It was called active listening. And some of the things I still remember to this day, I worked with Child Protective Services again years and years ago, but I still remember the things that they taught in class. And we would role play that. When somebody is talking to you and saying something and you want to get clarification, use phrases like, if I'm hearing you correctly, are you saying this? Or to better understand, this is what I'm hearing you say. Or you ask open-ended questions. It's not, so how are you feeling today? Good. You want to ask an open-ended question where it would force them to share more than one word answers. Reframing what they're saying, help me understand. I'd like to understand more. Ask more questions. Ask questions that are open-ended. Also, you can say, tell me more. I'm interested. When you're sitting with your child or teenager and talking with them and you're giving them attention, you're making eye contact, you're looking at them in the eye. You're also nodding up and down. You're understanding, you're leaning in. Have a relaxed position when you're sitting. Don't sit with your arms crossed and your arms folded and your legs crossed. May your posture be laid back. And so when you're having that posture, when you're engaging them with open-ended questions, when you're saying, tell me more, and you're reframing what they're trying to say, they are getting that you are listening to them. Again, think about if you are sharing something deep and personal with a friend of yours, or with a pastor, or with a mentor, and that person was on their phone and kind of scrolling through and half listening. You know when someone is half listening to you. See, imagine yourself as your child, sitting in your child's position, looking at you. What would you want them to see? Place yourself in their shoes. And again, so if you do that, maybe you're gonna maybe look at yourself differently, and you're gonna think about that differently. You're gonna think that it's again body posture, it's words, active listening, it's open-ended questions, it's statements. Lean in, kind of even get closer to your child. Nice and relaxed. Maybe you need to go outside and take a walk and have that conversation. Or maybe, maybe their room or maybe the table is too formal. Maybe you just want to take a walk or go for a ride. There's been different times where I've taken our kids out for a ride and just had conversations with them. But again, my role in a lot of the times is listening. And sometimes that's hard for me to do. I like to give advice. I like to talk. I like to share my opinion. But there are some times, especially when you're building that relationship, where active listening is going to help build that trust. When they know you're really listening to you, they're going to tell you more. There's certain things that maybe your kids are going to say that are going to be surprising. Maybe they're going to be even scary. Maybe they're going to be not what you expected. And you're going to have to do your best to control yourself, control your face, control your emotions, control your body language. Teens especially they're pretty smart. They're going to sense your body language. They're going to sense they're going to sense your uncomfortableness. Maybe they're going to sense your anger or your disappointment. So again, as they're talking to you, as you're listening, asking questions, as you're giving statements, tell me more, you're reframing. Also, be mindful of your body language when they tell you things. Again, the last thing you would want to do when they're talking to you is for them to close up and be quiet. So you want to do everything you can to try to keep that conversation flowing. Again, that is called listening with intent. Not only you're gonna have do all of those things, you're also going to be li listening for intent of what they're trying to say. Maybe they're going to be saying some things that are going to surprise you or confusing, but you want to look for the intention behind what they're saying. What are they trying to tell you? What are they getting at? And we have many examples of that. They may be telling you something about some event that took place, but what they're trying to tell you is some problem, that there's some issue behind it. Something happened there. Something happened at that event, that get together. And so maybe you're sensing that. So maybe you're sensing that, yeah, they're talking about this get together, but there's something behind it. There's something a little bit deeper than that. And that's where it has to take some skill on your part to try to draw that out. Remember, you want them to talk to you. You jumping to conclusions and jumping ahead and jumping into them is not going to solve, it's not going to help them. It's not going to help that trust, it's not going to help that relationship. So what it does is it will close them off. So even if you see you have a sense, moms and dads have a sense that there's something going on, try to draw it out of them. Help them, build that trust. Listen intently, but listen to what they're trying to say. And maybe there's something deeper. Maybe there's an opportunity to talk with them, and maybe they're not ready to share deep, dark secrets. Well, if they're talking to you about small things, that's a good start. They're going to tell you. Your kids want to trust you. Your teens want to come to you. But it really depends on us a lot of the times. Again, we just hope this encourages you today. If you're having a hard time with this, if you're having a hard time listening to your teenager, if you're having a hard time understanding them, if you're having a hard time engaging with them, please reach out. We would love to encourage you. Again, we wouldn't publish or post anything. It'll be again through direct messaging or through other kinds of contact. Please reach out to us. We want to encourage you to help listen intently to your child and teen. We have so many other topics to get to. We're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about image. We're going to talk about why we parent. We're going to talk about pitfalls that maybe we've already fallen into. We're going to talk about fixing broken relationships. We're going to talk about conflict. We're going to talk about siblings. So there's so many things to get to. But I want to encourage you all today with this word. We plan on having my wife on sometime, even my daughters, my son, and maybe some guests. In our previous podcast, we interviewed a lot of folks. So maybe we will try and do that again. We hope you have a wonderful week. And again, we look forward to hearing from you. Take care.